This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible.
This is Today for Sunday, January 31, 2010. All praise. The scripture is Psalm 150, verse 6. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise of the Lord is not rational. At odds with our high-tech lives, it rejects our culture's standards of achievement, control, and objectivity. It goes way beyond our limited world of emails, tweets, and memos. Instead, praise invites us to see life as mystery and gift. Embracing a wider reality, it puts aside passive routines and pious-sounding platitudes. It creates room for imagination. Praise is disruptive, boisterous, and disordered. But even more, praise is an act of trust. When we praise, we entrust our life to God the King. We say or even shout, God runs our life. The Psalter begins its prayer journey with confidence. Psalm 1 speaks of two ways, the blessings of living God's way and the pitfalls of human-centered living. Then the Psalms pray every human trouble, questions, doubts, anxieties, fears, even darkness and hatred. Now, this ancient prayer book gives us a final word, praise. Praise of God is not naive. It comes after suffering, nor is it demanding. It asks for no answers or favors. It knows life is flawed. It knows the world is skewed, that sometimes innocent people suffer. It faces reality. Still, it calls the whole world to mobilize in an orchestra of praise. The final psalm tells anyone who will listen, God is King. He gives us our breath, and the wisest thing to do with that breath is to praise the Lord.
This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible. Visit us online at thisistoday.net.